Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about why it's seemingly advantageous to be a large company in the current economic climate. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It seems counterintuitive, right? With all the talk of agile startups and disruptive innovation, why are big companies thriving?
Well, the article points to a couple of key factors. First, AI. While you might think smaller companies would be quicker to adapt, it turns out large companies are outspending them on AI projects. 5 times more, in fact, for companies with over $5 billion in revenue.
$27 million on average? Wow. But why?
Larger datasets, for one thing. They've got more data to refine their AI models. Plus, they can afford the investment, especially given the unexpected costs of data organization and model tweaking. Think JP Morgan Chase rolling out AI tools to over 300,000 employees. Pretty impressive.
I see. Interesting. So AI is one factor. What's the other big one?
The Trump trade war, believe it or not, large companies with their heftier margins, cash reserves, and diversified supply chains are more resilient to economic shocks. They can weather the storm better than smaller businesses. The article cites how large companies had priority shipping capacity even during the pandemic-induced supply chain chaos.
Makes sense, but isn't that a bit cynical? Benefiting from trade wars.
Perhaps, but that's the reality presented by the article. Large firms also have another significant advantage, political capital. They can afford to spend millions on lobbying, gaining access to policymakers that smaller firms can only dream of. Direct lines to the president can make a big difference when tariffs are on the line.
Got it. So big companies are using AI more effectively, are more resilient to economic upheaval, and have more political clout. It does sound like a pretty good time to be a corporate giant.
It does. But the article also cautions that this dominance might not last. Incumbents who are slow to adopt AI could be disrupted by newer AI-native companies, and a prolonged trade war could backfire on these global giants who rely heavily on international markets. It's a double-edged sword, really.
That's a good point, and I suppose relying on presidential favor can be risky. What happens when the political winds change?
Exactly. The article uses Apple as a prime example, highlighting how they angered Trump by shifting iPhone production to India, despite receiving tariff reprieves. Navigating the political landscape becomes trickier the bigger you are.
So while there are significant advantages to being a large company right now, there are also significant risks. Fascinating. Thanks for breaking down this article for us. Any closing thoughts?
Just that the business world is constantly evolving, and while size offers certain advantages today, it's not a guarantee of future success. Adaptability and innovation remain crucial, regardless of scale. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.